I'll tell you, really, they were talking about it. Something's missing here. Chasure mechsure, something is missing. Vachi ketoni, this is what he meant to say. Shrashi chasure mechsure, vachi toni, that Omer Reb Yosi Avtumis, heyed mishum chamishas kenim, this is what Avtumis meant to say, this, that the esreg ach lekita lemeiser, that legeet tuchas meiser gobos lekita, at the time you pick off the esreg off the tree, if it was picked off before Tu Bishvat, it's last year's. If it's picked off after Tu Bishvat, it's called next year's. The Nogeyah to Maisi go Bosa Lekita. Mashenkin Achacha not to Shvias. What's Nogeyah to Midiraisa? The Loch of Shvias, there you go Bosa Chanota. The other Rabbi Steinu said, you go Bosa when the tree, the fruit blossom. If the fruit blossom before Rosh Hashanah, it has Kedushas, it has Yashonah Shishis, there's no Kedushas Shvias. If it first blossomed after Rosh Hashanah on Shemitah, it has Kedushas Shvias. Now, Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'yusha B'gomru, that no, Esreg Achalakita, Bein L'maisa, Bein L'Shvias. So you see, it's a Machlaikis. Some more says like this. Chasuri Mes Vachik Toni. Esreg, Rabbi Avtunas meant to say, Esreg is Achalakitasa L'maisa. Abed Yacha Chanota L'Shvias. What's Nageya to when Kedushas Shvias is Chal, you go Bosa Chanota. And Shvias, of course, starts on the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. So if it was blossomed before Tishrei, it's called Shishis, it's Mutter, has no Kedusha Shvias. If it blossomed after Rosh Hashanah Tishrei, it's called Shemitah. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Yusha, and they gathered together Nusha and said, no, that Achal Likitosei, an Esrei tree goes after the time when you picked it off the tree. You should know, Bein L'Maisa, Bein L'Shvias, whether it's Nagei Tilchas Maiser, and Maiser is totally in Tu Bishvat, whether it's last year's fruits, or the next coming year, you go Bos Likita. And who are din bein l'shvias? That if you picked it off before Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, on the sixth year, it's called Vashishis. It has no Kedusha Shvias. But even though it was Chonat, it started to blossom in the sixth year. If you picked it off the tree first on Shvias, you should know it has Kedusha Shvias. So the kids, you see a machlekes here. Rashi Vachi Prushay. Esreg Ach Lekita L'maisa L'inyin Chodesh V'yoshin U'linyin Shniyah Nechnesen L'shlishis or Shlishis Revias. That everybody holds that Lekita helps for Maiser, if it's last year's or this year's or the third or second, that's Gobos Lekita. V'yachachanot L'shvias. Rabbi Hussein said, that's what Rabbi Tumah said, you go Bos Achanot when the blossom for Shvias. Bein Lehefker, Bein Lebir. Kishari Lonis U'bar Shvias HaNechnesen L'shminis. Mela, of course, is Hefkeru. Obtura mina maisra vada. Dinu linya maisra bishashne shivu ozo be rabbona bos lakita. Lega bichodesh viyoshin, maisra sheni. Why? Mishum de darko le god la komayim. Because in Esrig, you have to water the tree. Therefore, it looks like a yerik. Ki yerik. We said this far of Yerokas is, since you have to water them, they don't grow by themselves by rainwater. Therefore, Yerokas go ask lakita. An Esrig tree is the same thing. You have to water it yourself. Therefore, you go bos lakita. That's Nogeya to Meiser. Abul Ishar Devorib Shovel Ilam. But everything else, Hilchas Shvias, of course you go Bosa Chanota. Now, the Rabbah of Ramnuna Savrilo Kaftumis. Rabbah and Rabbah of Nuna both said like Kaftumis. The Yama Bosa Chanota, that of course you go Bosa the year that the fruits blossom. Lishvias. Hilchach, therefore, they both told that Bas Shvias Shenechneset Lishvinis. If you have this Esrei tree that started to blossom on the seventh year during Shemitah, even though it grew into the eighth year and you first picked it up on the eighth year, Avadis Chayevis Bebir. It has Kedusha Shvias. There is a mitzvah's beer. You have to take it out of your house when there's no more fruits on the field for the animal. Ubashishis Anechneset L'Shvias. And so I can't, if it blossomed on the sixth year, even though you picked it up on Shemias on the seventh year, you should know, Pturim in a Maisa. Halach with his Pturim in a beer. The Yozo Bosa Chanota. They go Bosa Chanota. Or Mifle Pligi Rav Ramnuna Bemilse the Aftumis. Behold, that Ramnuna saw Vakiv in the Pturim in a beer, Chayev is a Maisa. The Lav Afkeira the Malkohu. That's what Ramnuna's forum. That the Maisa, since it does not have Kedusha Shvias on it right now, it doesn't have a Ptur of Maisa. The Rabbi Sava know that safe Yara Koma Mash Moshmim, since everybody comes and takes it, therefore it's called Hefker. Abel Moida Aftumis the Pturim in a Maisa. That Avtumas is maskim also as potem in a meiser. So Akoponim, they both hold like Avtumas. That the Reb Shimon says not like that. The Reb Shimon goes according to Rabbi Seinu Nimnu B'Yusha B'Yomru, that even for Din Shvias, you go Bosa Shas Lekita. Therefore, Reb Shimon said,
if you have this Esrog, they started to blossom on Shemitah, but you first picked it off the tree on the eighth year, it does not have Kedusha Shvius. Because they hold, like Rabbi Seinu said, that even for Kedusha Shvius, still you go Bosa Wat, Bosa Lakita. So since the Maisi you first picked the Esrog off the tree on Shemitah, the eighth year, therefore we say it's Potter from beer. It has no Kedusha Shvius.
Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish, Amri Tavayu, both Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish both say that Esrig Vashishis, you have an Esrig that blossomed in the sixth year, Shenich Nesol L'Shrius, it kept on growing on the tree until it came into Shemitah, and you first picked it off on Shemitah, is Li'olam Shishis, it has Alocha like Shishis, you go Bosa Chanota, it has no Kedusha Shvius. That's why we hold Alocha, that you go Bosa Chanota. Kiyosi Rovin, when Ravin said, Omer Rav Yechanan, that Kiyosu Ravin, and Ravin came, Omer, he said, over the name of Rav Yechanan, that Esrig Vashishis, if you have an Esrig the sixth year, Shenichnasol L'Shrius, that grew into Shrius, Afilu Kizayis, even if before Shemitah on the sixth year it only grew Kizayis, that's all. In other words, as long as it blossomed before the seventh year on the sixth year, V'nasez Kikar, and it grew on Shemitah, mamish so big to be the size of a big bread, loaf of bread, yishino chayovim alei mishum tevel. Still it has a loch of tevel, the zechi of trumas and isris. Even though most of it grew during Shemitah, but the loch reads, you go bosa chanata. Lamaisa, when did it blossom on the sixth year? This esrig blossom on the sixth year, therefore it has the loch of the sixth year, and it's mechuyev in trumas and isris. You don't go bosa lakita, but for sure you go bosa chanata. Rashi says, Afilu Kizayis, Afilu Godlo Veshishis, Elamat, it only grew a little bit in the sixth year. Veruba Godlo Veshvias, but most of it grew in the seventh year. Achinasos Kikikor, the Esrog grew so big like a loaf of bread. Still Chayevis, Mishum Tevil, the Bosa Chanota Zlinim. That's the loch we go Bosa Chanota by Shvias. Tana Rabbonim, Elon Shechonto Peroisov Koidim Tesvov Bishvat. If you have a tree, an apple tree, any tree, that the fruit started to blossom before Tu Bishvat, before the Rosh Hashanah of Ilonis, therefore, Misaseh L'Shanah Shavra. It has the loch of last year's crop, and if last year was the second year, you have to take off now Maisa Sheni on it. And it has a loch, you take off Trumas Maisis on last year's crop. What about Achat Tu Bishvat? Let's say this tree, the Peiros first blossomed after Tu Bishvat, after the Rosh Hashanah, Misaseh L'Shanah Bo. It has the loch like next year's crop. If next year is the third year, you only take off Meiser Oni, not Meiser Sheni. And if you only take off Meiser on the next year's crop, not on last year's crop. Now, Omer Reb Nechemya said, B'medavar Mamurim, when do I say this, that there you go Bosa Chanoto, when the tree blossomed, B'ilon, Sha'oisa Shtei Brechus B'Shona, when the tree gives off like two different times fruit throughout the year. It gives off two different sets of fruits. For the Gemara, Shtei Brechus HaKadaitach, what you mean the Lashon of Shtei Brechus? Brechus is always a Lashon by birds, the nest, that you have birds in the nest. So for the Gemara, you don't use that Lashon by trees, it's the Lashon of nest by birds. Ela, what the Gemara means to say in Nechemya, Ela Eima Kein Shtei Brechus. It means that the fruits have two seasons throughout the year. So Trashi, Shtei Brechus HaKadaitach, Ein Lashon Zeh Neufel Ela B'Yifel, it's only a Lashon by birds. Kidipnan, Halakeach Peir Shevach. If you take the birds of a tree nest, Mavriach Abricha Rishoyna, the first nest, the first ones that gave birth. Rakol Ponim, you see, it's a lotion of nest by birds. So the Gemara says, Kain Shtei Briches, Shein Peirosov Nigmarim Kachas. The fruits don't finish at one time. There's like two different times of the year that you pull off the fruits. Could go and tain them. Like let's say you have these figs. Could they Arminan Gabe Kitnius? They say like Kitnius. They get ripe at different time of the year, and you took them off the tree different times of the year. So such a tree, I say, you go bosa chanoto, you go bosa when the fruit blossoms. Abulila, let's say you have a type of a fruit tree. Oisa brech achas, kegoyim de kolam, let's say like a palm tree, like dates, that all of them get ripe at one time. Vizaisim becharuvim, who are then olives? All olives are ripe on the exact same time on the tree. Alright, turn over.
Mm.
we're going to call them like a palm tree, Ros Bezaisim Haruvim, these olive tree or a boxer tree, is Alpha Pi Shechontu Perisayim Kaidim Tu Bishvat, even though these olives blossom before Rosh Hashanah, before Tu Bishvat, Yishino Mesasrin Lashonabo. Still you go after the Zaman Lakita when you pick it off the tree next year, and as the loch of next year's tree. Since it only has one season, they're all ripe at one time, then you go Bos Lakita. Rashi says, Avul Ilon, Sheperoisav Nokotim Kechot Bos Lakita Zinabu. Then you go Bos Lakita, it's like Irokas. They're all ripe at one time, you go Bos Lakita then, when you pick them off the tree. And if you pick the fruits off the tree after Tu Bishvat, it has locha like next year, and you give mice according to next year, and on next year's fruits, not on last year's fruits. Yeah. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, no go on the charuvim from Nechemia. By charuvim, by boxer, people held like Nechemia. That since the boxer tree, all the fruits are ripe at the same time, it's all picked off the same time, therefore you go Esther Lakita. When you picked it off the tree, that's the year of Maisa. But more Eisvei Resh Lakas Rabbi Yechonin. So Resh Lakas had a kasha to Rabbi Yechonin. There's a Mishnah in Shvias that says, B'nai Suach, she said, before Masechta by the Zohar, Tein Lechiyurta. These are white figs. You have white figs on a tree, that Shvias Shalahem, B'nai Suach, Shvias Shalahem, Shniya. That their Shvias is different. So Rashi, Shvias Shalahem, not different, I mean Shniya means the second year. Shvias Shalahem Shniya. The Shvias is the second year of Shemitah. What does that mean? Shvias Shalahem. Which period do you have to be Noi Kedusha Shvias? Negis Beshona Shniya Shal Shemitah. These white figs that you pull off the tree, the second year of Shemitah, after Shemitah. Can the first time, like the school explained, like why? Luchura Shvias are the pears that grew on Shvias. So why does he say, you go after the second year? If nay, it says a reason. In other words, when the fruits you pick off now, you should know, blossom 2 years ago. Like it stays on the tree for 3 years. So if you're picking off the fruits now during the second year of Shemitah, you should know when did they blossom? Like 3 years ago on Shvias. So since they blossomed on Shvias, you see it as a lot like Shvias. So what do you see? Even these type of figs that are all picked off the same time off the tree, you don't go after the year that you picked it off and now it's the second year of Shemitah, it shouldn't have Kedusha Shvias. No, still you go Bosa Chanota. You go Bosa when the fruits blossom. And since the fruits blossom on Shvias, it has Kedusha Shvias. So Rashi of Nei Shoisoi Shlashola Shonim. Teiras HaChointim Bom Shvias. The fruits, these figs that blossomed on Shvias, they're only finished ripe to pick off the tree 3 years later, the second year of Shemitah. And still the Mishnah says it has Kedusha Shvias, because you go after the Chanota. You see, even though these figs that are all picked off at the same time, and it only has one brecha, it's enough like of Nechemia. Even a tree that only has one brecha, one crop, still you go Bosa Chanota, not Bosa Lakita. So Ishtik Nechemia kept quiet. Omale Rababa Koyin Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin. Rababa Koyin said to Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin. Amai Yishtik, like, why did he keep quiet? Leimele, let him answer. Amin Elochu Anor Rabbi Nechemia. Like, why did Rabbi Yochanan keep quiet? Rabbi Yochanan say, I said over what Rabbi Nechemia holds. According to Rabbi Nechemia, you go Bos Lakita. V'yata Martali Rabbonin. And you're telling me a Mishnah good. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. We know that. The Rabbonin hold that all trees, you go Bos Lakita. It's only Rabbi Nechemia's chiddush to say that since it first it has only one crop, you go after Lakita. So what's so schwer if I said a lot according to Rabbi Nechemia? True, the Rabbonim argue, but I'm only saying what Rabbi Nechemia holds. So he meant to say Mishrim Diyomala. He meant to ask back like this: Shavkis Rabbonim v'yadus Rabbi Nechemia. Like, that's also a kasha. How come you left over the Rabbonim and you held like Rabbi Nechemia? That's also a kasha. Avad v'shepasl let Rabbonim. That even by figs that have one crop only, you should go Bosa Chanot. For the Gemara of Alemele, why didn't he say like this? Kamina Lecho Nogu, V'yata Matali Yisura. Like I only said they were nice, that's the way people did. And you're asking me for Misr. As Rashi says, V'yata Matali Yisura, the Yosla Mezo Bosa Lakita, Anoname Medina the Yosla Nogu Kach. Like I'm also asking, the din is you're not allowed to go Bosa Lakita. The din is like the Rabbon and you go Bosa Chanot always. You go Bosa the year, the time when it blossomed. I said over the minig, I'm just telling you the way they did. The people in my place were not like Rav Nechemya, that's all I meant to say. But not that I really hold the lochas like that. The Yomalei, b'malkim isura, ki nogu shafkinin lei. It's still a question on you. What do you mean to say that people were not, you let them act that way, like Rav Nechemya? In other words, since that loch was not like Rav Nechemya, the loch was like the Rabbonin, that really you go boss lechanota. So since you go boss lechanota, how could you say by you the minig was to go boss lekita? Like I have a kasher on you also. How did you let them be noig that way? You should have been moich, you should have told them to do the wrong thing. For the more vital, v'leimalei, why didn't he answer him like this? When did I say the meaning is we could hold like a Nechemya by Maisa of Boxer Sonim with Rabbonin? Like we said, Midiraisa, there's only a Chiyah through Mr. Maisis on Dog and Tirish Vietzer, only on the five types of grains and on olives and on grapes. That's the only thing Midiraisa. All fruits and vegetables are only with Rabbonin. So about Charuv and Box was only with the Rabbonin, there I hold the Holmach of Nechemya. The Yarta Matali Shriyas the Raisa, and you're asking me a Kashir about the Aloch of Shriyas, which is the Raisa. About the Vilcha Shmita, I'm also asking me go Bosa Chanota. That's a Din the Raisa. The Raisa about the world trees go after the Zman of the Chanota. So that's the Mishnah in Shriyas, that since these Bnei Suach, they were Chonat, they were blossomed during the seventh year, even though you first picked them off 3 years later, they have Kedusha Shriyas on it. They have Kedusha Shvius. The amount of Shvius, the Raisa, so Shvius, I'm asking, you go Bosa Chanota. I just said that by Cheruvim, by Boxer, you go Bosa Lakita. So what do you want from me? Elo Omer Rabba Koyin. Rabba Koyin meant to say this. To Mahani, in Meshiva Reshlokas Lechubazu. Like, I wonder if Reshlokas really is this Kasha to Rav Yechon or not. Like, we just got finished saying, really, there's no Kasha. Rav Yechon only said it on the Rabbanon Dekaloch of Cheruvim. But on the right, he'd be masking. So Gemara says, in medieval, you have a question if he asked it or not. And for Isva, we just learned for sure, Rav Shlakash asked this question. So what do you mean you have a doubt if he asked it or not? Elo, what he meant to say is like this, Eimo, im kibla Rav Yechonin im lo kibla. I'm a supik like if Rav Yechonin accepted his question or he didn't accept his question. It's like Rashi says, even though Rav Yechonin kept quiet, when Rav Shlakash asked him this question, so maybe he kept quiet because he agreed to the question, he held he was wrong, whereas the other side Rashi is no, that he kept quiet is the pshat le'ichbetle, it didn't bother him, because the elder kash is not a kash at all, to le'idomi ma'isa peris ilon d'rabonim, li'achmure be'i kishviyas yiraisa, like we just said. Maybe the reason why the Yerichan kept quiet, because the elder is no kash here at all, that I just said, you can hold like a Nechemya by Cheruvim, which is only d'rabonim. V'nechnami, Aloch of Shriyas, which is the Raisam, there of course I'm asking to the Mishnah in Shriyas that says, you go Bosa Chanoto like all Ilonis. Alright, we'll stop here.